Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, but hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Wake up, Jacob. We praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you once again, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Wake up, Jacob. Today, this week, the Creator has inspired us, meaning the teachers here at the House of Israel, 1907 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio. He has inspired us to coordinate, to confederate our teachings, our lessons, and the inspiration that he has given us to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words, that you might know him definitively, that you might serve him in discipline and in order. And to do so, we also must have order. No one else is coming to you every single day, but we are, because the Creator has inspired us to come before you every single day. And why? Because the Creator wants you to know him now and not later. Yahweh desire that Jacob be woke up and Israel be preserved. And for that to happen, Yahweh will have to bring you through his servants by ways that you have never known. And so many of the things that we're going to teach you, you're not going to learn it anywhere else. You're not going to hear from any other place but here. Today, we will begin teaching you the foundation of knowing Yahweh. And to know Yahweh, you must learn about him. You must know him in a very structured and orderly way. As a matter of fact, this is how you learn things, period. In order. You don't read books out of order. You don't watch movies out of order. You don't walk and run out of order. As a matter of fact, anything that you do out of order is called chaos and confusion. But Yahweh let us know through his word that he will make the crooked thing straight. And why do we want you to have order? Look what the Creator let us know in the book of Psalm 37. I want you to see this. And we've been coming to you and bringing to you many truths. But now, we got to bring those truths and put it in a package that you're able to digest it, you're able to learn it, you're able to do it. Watch what the Creator says about order in the book of Psalm 37. The Creator lets us know in Psalms 37. The 23rd verse, and this is what he says.
The steps of a good man.
The steps of a good man
are ordered by Yahweh.
And don't you want to be a good man? Do you desire to be a good man? Well, any good man, the steps of a good man are ordered by Yahweh. The word ordered means is put in a certain structure, form, way. It's commanded by him in a manner in which you can walk. This is all over the scriptures. The Almighty said, walk with him. But you can't walk with him if your steps are not ordered by him. And he ordered the steps of a good man. Because a man that ain't good, a man that ain't right, a man that is wicked, a man that is unrighteous, walk in darkness, confusion, they can't even see where they're going. So this order is essential for you to know how to walk. And then it further says,
and he delighteth in his way.
And he delights in his way. And why? Because I can see how this man is walking. It's very good. It's very orderly. It's very structured. It is righteous. And this is what we have to teach you. You can't walk a certain way unless you know the order of Yahweh. And we're going to let you know his order. Yahweh only has seven different orders. Seven different ways. We think Yahweh got just hundreds of thousands of different ways and order. No, he only got seven. Yahweh created and made the earth in 6 days. And rested the 7 days. And within the confines of these 7 days, Yahweh made everything. And each day, Yahweh ordered a way in which you must walk. Things that you must do. And knowledge that you must possess. And we're going to learn what these things are. The order of Yahweh. And I'm not going to try to bring to you every order today because I can't. So we're going to deal with order number one. The chief order. The most important order. The order that sets the foundation to everything you will learn from this point, this day forward. If you skip this order, you've skipped everything. If you don't know this order, this step number one, then no other steps matter. Because you will be totally confused. But I'm going to show you what that number one is. First step is. Here, not only the Creator said, the steps of a good man are ordered by Yahweh, and he delights in his way. Everything that Yahweh would do, and I mean everything, has order to it. This man that we know of, named King David. And when he spoke his last words, let me show you what he said. In his last words, let's see if this is something trivial. And you'll find this in the book of 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter. We're talking about the order of Yahweh. I'll show you what is number one. 2 Samuel 23. Here it is. They'll tell a baby that you have to crawl before you walk. And why? Because that's just order. Once the baby get to moving and start crawling, then as a result of the legs moving, they become strengthened, and now the baby can stand and walk. And here it is, our people don't have the foundation of how they are to walk. So, in the book of 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, the very first verse.
Now, these be the last words of David.
And see, here we're talking about David words. But what about Yahweh words? Words matter. Words are important. And we're going to get to the very words that will highlight how you are to serve and worship our Creator. Now, these are the last words of David.
David, the son of Jesse, said, "The man who was raised up on high, anointed of Elohim, of the Elohim of Yaakov, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of Yahweh spake by me, and his word was in my tongue."
His word was in my tongue. And what was this word? Even though these be the last words of David, really, David is not even speaking his words. Because the Spirit of Yahweh came upon him, and his word was in his tongue. And what did Yahweh have to say to this David?
The Elohim of Israel said.
The Elohim of Israel said. He didn't say, "And I say it, but I say unto you." The Elohim of Israel said.
The Rock of Israel spake unto me.
And the Rock of Israel spoke to me.
He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim.
This is how you rule. You got to be just, which means righteous. And you must rule in the fear of Elohim.
And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by shining after rain.
In other words, he has to be like the morning light. He has to be like the sunrise. He has to be like a morning without clouds. He has to be like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining of rain. In other words, this man has to be clear. He has to be pure in his ability to rule. He can't be confusing in his rulership. Whichever way you're going to go, be clear. Continue reading.
Although my house be not so with Elohim, yet he hath made me an everlasting covenant, made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure.
You notice he said he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things. In other words, David had a lot of order. a lot of order. And the only reason he said, although my house is not sold with Elohim, because David knew he had done some things that brought confusion to his house. But yet Yahweh was still making everlasting covenant with him, ordered in all things. And why? Because a good man, the steps of a good man are ordered by Yahweh. And why isn't the rulers of our people teaching our people how Yahweh will order all things? He did it for David. He did it for other good men. And why isn't the rulers doing it for you? The order of Yahweh. We must have order. One more thing, just so you can see how essential this thing is. Little do people know, when Yahweh said his king will return, a lot of people looking for this sign. A lot of people looking for that sign. But let me show you the sign that Yahweh will give to show our people what this king will do first when he returns back to the earth. In the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and watch what it says. The 6th verse.
For unto us a child is born.
A child is born.
Unto us a son is given.
And a son is given.
And the government shall rest upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty Elohim, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Because these, all the things, when you look at his life, these things will be manifested in him. And watch what he will do. Watch what he is sent to do. And watch what must be established. The 7th verse.
Of the increase of his government.
Of the increase of his government. Once his government began to increase.
And peace. There shall be no end.
And he's going to bring peace to the government.
Upon the throne of David.
Upon the throne of David.
And upon his kingdom.
And upon his kingdom to do what? To do what?
Order it.
To order it. You can't do nothing without order. And the only one that can order these things is Yahweh himself. That's why David said, Yahweh has made an everlasting covenant with him, ordered in all things, because David knew that the government of Yahweh must have order. And how can you have order without even knowing what comes first? This is why the Creator prophesied these things in the book of Isaiah. Watch what Yahweh said in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and we're going to get right to the order. Isaiah 40. We're talking about the order of Yahweh. The first order, the number one order, the chief order of Yahweh. What Yahweh wants you to know above all things. Number one. I'm going to let you know what that is. But in the book of Isaiah 40, and Jacob, let me tell you, Jacob, once you see what this one thing is, then you begin to understand why it is so important to know this one thing in Israel. Israel, you have gotten yourself in a lot of trouble because you do not know the order of Yahweh. So Jacob, you must wake up to this truth that established how you are to learn. And Israel, well, Israel, let me read this. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 40, the fourth verse.
Every valley shall be exalted.
Every valley shall be exalted.
And every mountain and hill shall be made low.
And all the mountains and the hills going to be made low. In other words, the valleys coming up, the hills and the mountains coming down. So everything can be on the same level. And watch what Yahweh say after that.
And the crooked shall be made straight.
And the crooked shall be made straight.
And the rough place plain.
In other words, Israel, there's a lot of crooked things that must be straightened out. And this is one of them. Because the way you have learned the Creator's word have not aided you. It has not benefited you. Now things must be put in an order, in a structure, that you might know Yahweh. And you got to know Yahweh now and not later, because time is running out. Here it is. Yahweh will let us know in the book of Isaiah 42. The sixth verse.
And I will bring the blind by a way they knew not. And I will lead them in paths that they have not known.
You had not known as you ain't heard nothing about no order of Yahweh. But Yahweh is trying to bring up the blind by a way they knew not. Paths they have not known.
I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them.
I will make darkness light before them.
And I will make the crooked things straight.
And Yahweh said he's going to make the crooked things straight. In Israel, there's a lot of crooked things that has to be straightened out. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Because there's a lot of things that got to be stripped out. And the last thing I want you to know before we get into this order is Isaiah 45. And watch what it says. The first two, the second verse, Isaiah 45 and 2, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut down the bars of iron. Because there's a lot of things, a lot of crooked things, Israel and Jacob, that have bottled the people of Yahweh up. But Yahweh about to break the bars of iron. And let me tell you, the number one thing that Yahweh wanted his people to know above all things and that is his word. That is his word. When Yahweh said, let there be light on the first day of creation. Let's read that in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Because little do our people know the very first thing Yahweh was bringing to our people, brought to our people, was light. But they thought it was just some physical light that when you open up the refrigerator, the light come on and you can see the food you want. They thought it was just some light that when you go into your closet and you got to pull the little chain down so that you can pick out the clothes you want to wear. They thought it was some light that when you pop your button and your trunk come open and a little light come on so you can see what you're getting out of the trunk of your car. Come on, brothers and sisters. This is not the light only Yahweh was talking about. Light just for you to see physical things. No, Yahweh wanted you to see spiritual things also. And you cannot see it. You will never understand it without knowing his word. And watch the very first thing that Yahweh will speak so that you will know him. And watch what it says in the very first verse.
In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the water.
It was dark. It was water. But it was void, without form. And so the existence of this thing at this moment was total chaotic. Chaos, destruction, confusion, darkness. And watch how Yahweh will make the crooked thing straight. Watch what he says.
And Elohim said, let there be light.
And Elohim said, let there be light.
And there was light.
And there was light.
And Elohim saw the light, that it was good.
And Yahweh saw that this light was good. He never said that about the darkness. He never said that about anything before he made the light. He saw the light that it was good. And what did Elohim do?
And Elohim divided the light from the darkness.
Like all good things. You don't want the good things to stay integrated with bad things. So Yahweh separated the light from the darkness.
And Elohim called the light day.
He called the light day.
And the darkness he called night.
And the darkness he called night.
There was evening.
And there was evening.
And there was morning.
And morning.
The first day.
The first day. In other words, it looked like all Yahweh did was made some light the first day. But no, little do people know what Yahweh did was brought into existence. His word. His word. And this word began to create, make, and do everything that we know. That's how you know the order of Yahweh is only seven different things. And through these seven different things came all of Yahweh's creation. And what was number one? His word. because the scriptures say Elohim said. Well, whose word do you think it is? Ain't your word. It's not my word. It's what Elohim said, which must be his word. And watch how Yahweh will show you definitively that his word is his light. And his light is his word. And they are synonymous with one another. Watch what the Creator says in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse. And without his light, you have no word. And without his word, there is no light. And this is number one. And you're going to see that is number one. According to the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse, watch what it says.
To the law.
To the law.
And to the testimony.
And to the testimony.
If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
Yeah, if you're not speaking according to this word, the only word where you would even find Elohim said, or thus says Yahweh, or the word of Yahweh came unto me saying, you will not find that nowhere else. No wonder this scripture says to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. What do you think the light brought? The light just didn't bring something for you to see physically. The light also brought something for you to see spiritually. And you're not able to see without light. You're not even able to walk without light. Physically or spiritually. Watch what the Creator lets us know in the book of Proverbs. The 6th chapter. We're talking about the order of Yahweh. And the scriptures let us know that the steps of a good man are ordered by Yahweh. And he delighteth in his way. It also let us know that he made an everlasting covenant with David, ordered in all things. Why? Because without order, all you have is chaos and confusion. Watch what the Creator lets us know. Tell us about how we are talk in the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, the 23rd verse.
For the commandment is lamp.
And what do you need a lamp for? Don't you need a lamp to see? Well, if you want to be able to see, the commandment is a lamp.
And the law is light.
And the law is light. So when Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light, he wasn't just bringing some light just for you to see physically, he wanted you to see spiritually also. So Yahweh on this first day brought things that are unseen, unknown to you until he turns the light on for you to see. And now he's turning the light on for you to see his order. And order number one is his word. in the book of Isaiah, second chapter, watch this. Isaiah 2. The fifth verse.
O house of Jacob.
O house of Yaakov.
Come ye.
Come you.
And let us walk in the light of Yahweh.
And let us walk in the light of Yahweh. And what is the light of Yahweh? His word. Because to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And this is what I found about Yahweh's word, Yahweh's light, which is number one, order number one. Because, and I'm going to show you why it's order number one. Not just because his law is the light and his light is the law. Not only because his commandment is a lamp and the law is light. I told you, when Yahweh said, when the Elohim said, let there be light, there was unseen things that you were not aware of when he said, let there be light. There are things housed in the light that you never know. As a matter of fact, let me show you this, and I'm going to show you seven things that you need to know about this order number one, which is Yahweh's word. Watch this in the book of Psalm 97. I just want you to see this. Psalm 97. In the book of Psalms 97, watch what the Creator let us know in the 10th and 11th verse.
You that love Yahweh, hate evil.
If you love Yahweh, you hate evil.
He preserveth the souls of the saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked.
And how do Yahweh do this? Watch what it says in the 11th verse.
Light is sown for the righteous.
You notice it says light is sown for the righteous. So when Yahweh said, when Elohim said, let there be light, he didn't do that for the wicked. He didn't do that for the evil doers. He didn't do that for the haters, the scorners, the talebearers, the false swearers, the idolaters. That's not who he did that for. Light is sown for the righteous. Continue reading.
And gladness for the upright in heart.
And gladness for the upright in heart. Now, do you see how important this light is? When Elohim said, let there be light, that was the first thing that came out of Elohim's mouth, is let there be light. How do I know it? Because the scripture says, and Elohim said. And before that, he said nothing. And if he said it, it is only because it is his word. And here it is. People say they want to go by the word of Yahweh. Well, if you want to go out by the word of Yahweh, there's seven things you got to know about Yahweh's word. This is how you will establish your relationship with the Most High. Number one, this is what you got to know. And this is all on the order of Yahweh. This is number one. All we're dealing with is the first thing that Jacob and Israel must know. So when you walk with Yahweh, when you walk before Yahweh, this is the very first thing, the chief thing, the head thing, the number one thing that you must get right. You must know and watch what it says in the book of Psalms 138. Israel, we got to have order. And right now, there is no order. And you're about to see why. Psalms 138, verse 1 and 2.
I will praise thee with my whole heart.
I'm going to praise you, Yahweh, with my whole heart.
Before the Elohim will I sing praise
even
unto thee.
Even before the Elohim, even before the angels, even before your heavenly host, I will sing praises unto you.
I will worship toward thy holy temple.
I will worship towards. I don't got to be in your holy temple. I will worship you towards your holy temple.
And I praise and praise thy name for loving kindness and for thy truth.
And I'm going to praise your name as a result for your loving kindness and for your truth.
For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
You have magnified your word above all your name. Your name is great, Yahweh. Your name is everything, Yahweh. Your name is holy and righteous, Yahweh. But your word is magnified, illuminated, even above your name. And why? Because ain't no sense of trying to call upon the name of Yahweh and you have not yet learned his word. Because his word is magnified above his name. That's how you know his word is chief. It's number one. It is the very light that enables you to see physically and spiritually. The light is sown for the righteous. The light is the law. And if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And we got a lot of people who possess darkness and not light, because they will tell you things they cannot produce. They don't see in Yahweh's word. And that's number one. That's number one. When dealing with the Most High, you got to know his word. And you got to know it's above everything. If it's above his name, you know it's got to be above everything else. His word is light. Number two about Yahweh's word that you got to know, and it's in the book of Amos, the third chapter. Number one, his word is above his name. But watch number two concerning the word of Yahweh. See, if you knew these things, you would not be deceived, not even a little bit, by the word of man, by these other books that would have you to believe that these are the words of Yahweh. No, these are counterfeits. The New Testament, the Quran, Judaism, Egyptology, Islam, Christianity, all these other fictitious books that have nothing to do with our people at all. And most important, the word of Yahweh, the book of Enoch, the book of Jubilees, the book of Jasher. I know you see Enoch in the scriptures, so, and they know you see Enoch in the scriptures, so they wrote a book called Enoch. If Yahweh wanted the book of Enoch, he would have gave it to you. The book of Jubilees, because we have a Jubilee. They give you this book, and now you believe that this book is relevant. And not one time in this book, it will say, thus says Yahweh, or Elohim said, or the word of Yahweh came unto you saying, not one place. And then you will have people bring to you the book of Jasher. Isn't it written in the book of Jasher? Sure, it's written in the book of Jasher. But not this fake, fictitious book that's written by enemies. Not one place do it say, thus says Yahweh. Or the word of Yahweh came unto me saying, or Elohim said, this is how we know Yahweh speaks to us. Did not he demonstrate this when the scripture says, and Elohim said, let there be light. If that's the foundation of Yahweh's word, when he speaks, then why wouldn't you use this same foundation to read other books? And the reason why this foundation is not used when you read these other books, because it don't say, thus says Yahweh. It don't say, and Elohim said. And it does not say, the word of Yahweh came unto me saying. Because his word is void in all these books. And watch the second thing to let you know his word is void in all these books. Watch this is in the seventh verse.
Surely Yahweh will do nothing.
How many things will Yahweh do? Nothing. He said he will do nothing.
But he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
Anytime Yahweh will do anything, and he feel necessary for something to be done, he said he's not going to do it. But until he reveals his secret to his servants, prophets. That's number two when it comes to the word of Yahweh. That's how we know JC is fake, the Christ of the New Testament. That's how we know the New Testament is fake. Because Yahweh never sent anyone to reveal us this New Testament. He never sent anyone for us to speak about anything but his word. And there's only one place you can find the word of Yahweh, and that is in his book, only other place Yahweh allowed his word to be is in the book of Psalms 147. I want you to turn there. Since Yahweh will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets, it's about time you begin to learn who Yahweh's servants, the prophets, are. First thing you got to know is his word is above his name. And if you knew how important his name was, then you would know how important his word is. It's chief. And number one. And number two, Yahweh ain't going to do nothing anyway without revealing his secrets, which is his word, unto his servants, the prophets. And number three, who are the servants, the prophets of Yahweh? In the book of Psalm 147, verse 19 and 20.
He sheweth his word unto Yaakov.
He shows his word unto Yaakov.
His statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
Yeah, Yaakov. That's who we're talking to now, Jacob. We talk to you, Jacob. He shows his word to Jacob. Why do you think this program is called Wake Up Jacob? Because his word is being shown to you. And what do he want you to know about his word, Jacob? That is his chief. It is number one. It's above all things, even his name. You got to know his word, Jacob. And we already showed you his word is above his name. He will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets, and Jacob. Look who Yahweh prophets are. The 19th verse, he shows his word to Jacob.
His statutes and his judgments to Israel.
To Israel, so ain't no sense of going to anybody else attempting to learn Yahweh's word. 20th verse.
He has not dealt so with any nation.
He hasn't dealt so with the Gentiles. He hasn't dealt so with any other nation.
And as for his judgment.
And as for his judgment.
They have not known him.
They have not known them.
Praise ye Yahweh.
Praise ye Yah. They don't know his words. Because they don't know his statutes and his judgments. He hasn't even dealt with them on that level. And his word is above all things. It is order number one. It is the chief way in which we are to walk. It is the number one thing that we have to know. And the fourth thing that you need to know about Yahweh's word is in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Because once you begin to learn, okay, his word is above his name. That's good. And he won't do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. Okay, I get that. And he only shows this word to Jacob and Israel. I got that. Now, what am I to do once I get into this great word of Yahweh? Because there's instruction. And watch the instructions Yahweh wants you to know. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, the second verse.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command thee.
Yahweh don't add unto the word which he commands you because it's his word.
Neither shall you diminish aught from it.
And see, a lot of times when you read these other books, that's exactly what happens. Either they're adding to the word of Yahweh, something that he never said, something he never done, something he don't allow, or they diminishing ought from it. And he don't want you doing the thing. So when you read these other books, this is what you're going to find. You're going to find that they're going against Yahweh's word and not with it. Because if it's not coming in his name, it's not his word. And if it's his word, don't add nothing to it and don't take nothing from it. Read that again. Read that again, second verse.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I command you.
Which I command you. The fifth thing I want you to know is in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. We're talking about the number one thing that one must know in dealing with Yahweh's word. This is why people are confused and have no foundation. And the number one thing to keep them grounded is his word. The 12th verse. 12th chapter.
And first by these, my son, be admonished.
Be admonished.
Making many books, there is no end.
Yeah, you're going to have the New Testament in the book of Joshua and the book of Enoch and the book of Jubilees and the book of the dead and all these other books. The book of the Paleo Hebrew. And man, it's all kind of books. But be admonished in making many books. There is no end to this thing. Go ahead.
And much study is weariness. The flesh.
And you can study all you want to.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
What's the bottom line? Let us hear the bottom line.
Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Because his commandments is his word. That's his word. He just wants you to get to the bottom line. And the bottom line is to fear him and keep his commandments, because that is his word. The sixth thing that Yahweh wants you to know about his word is in the book of Psalms 19, because this is how you become blessed. This is how you become one with Elohim, in Psalms 19, the seventh verse.
The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul.
And we already read where the law is light. But it's so perfect, it converts your soul. This is the word. Go ahead.
The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple.
It will make even the simple wise. And why? Because to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Because that is his word. The eighth verse.
The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart.
If you want to rejoice, rejoice in something that is right, not something that is wicked. And what is that? The statutes of Yahweh. Go ahead.
The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes.
In other words, how do you think you're able to see through his commandments? Go ahead.
The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever.
Uh-huh.
The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold.
Yea, than much fine gold.
Sweeter also than the honey.
And the honeycomb.
Moreover, by them is your servant warned.
And in keeping of them, there is a great reward.
And this is what we need you to understand. Because this is the word of Yahweh, which is number one. That's why we must have order. And here it is, because our people have skipped this vitally important step, Yahweh's word. They will run to other books. They will run to other writings. They will run to the word of man. We say, thus says Yahweh. But they will say, but I say to you, JC said. We will say, and Elohim said. They will say, and Paul said. And we will say, and the word of Yahweh came unto me saying, and they will say, well, look what it says in the book of Joshua. This is not the word of Yahweh. And let me tell you what Yahweh, the bottom line, the seventh thing that Yahweh wanted you to know about his word, and it's in the book of Isaiah, the 48th chapter, Isaiah 40. In the book of Isaiah 40, the seventh verse,
the grass withereth.
The grass withereth, and you see it. Don't get bamboozled and tricked by this fake grass that stay all seasons long. No, the grass withers.
The flower fades.
The flower fades.
Because the Spirit of Yahweh bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass.
Uh-huh.
The grass withers.
The grass withers.
The flower fades.
The flower fades.
But the word of our Elohim shall stand forever.
The word of our Elohim shall stand forever. And what is forever? Forever is forever. The first thing to the order of Yahweh is understanding these truths concerning his word. His word is light. And that's what he brought on the first day. Because everything that Yahweh will make and create and do, he did it within the confines of 7 days. And the very first thing he did, he brought his word. And his word is unbelievable. Unbelievable. The very first, I showed you where Yahweh said, he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And the very first time Yahweh word will come to anyone in the whole entire scriptures was a prophet. And who was this prophet? This prophet was the very first prophet that spoke of in the scriptures. And you'll read about him in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. Let us see what Yahweh said to this prophet. And not only was this man the first man called a prophet in the scriptures, the first man and prophet received the word of Yahweh. But he also was the first man in the scriptures where Yahweh will come to him in a vision and a dream. And I may add, this is the first man in the scriptures where Yahweh will have another man pray for another man. But let's read about it. in Genesis, the 15th chapter, the very first verse. And this is what it says.
After these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying.
And you had never even read the word vision even before this time. And you notice it said, after these things, the word of Yahweh came to Abram. And you won't even read that before Genesis, the 15th chapter. And watch what it says.
Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Yahweh Elohim, what will thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying.
You notice it said, and the word of Yahweh came to him, saying. Why can't you read this in his other books? Why can't you read that in the New Testament? Why can't you read that in the book of Jasher? Why can't you read that in the book of Enoch? Why can't you read that in the book of Jubilees? Why can't you read that in the Apocrypha? Why can't you read that in these other books? Maybe because the word of Yahweh is not there. That don't mean it ain't truth there. But Yahweh did not speak it. These truths in these books came from the word of Yahweh, but these truths are only meant to deceive you, to trick you, and to bring you back into darkness. But Yahweh wants you in the light. And finish that out in the fourth verse. Behold, the word of Yahweh came to him, saying,
this shall not be thine heir, but he that is shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir.
Shall be your heir. And this was none other than Isaac. But I wanted you to see the word of Yahweh. This is what you got to learn. Above all things is how Yahweh's word is the very thing that comes out of his mouth. Don't be tricked and bamboozled by these other books. Here the Creator lets us know in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, the 16th verse,
seek ye out of the book of Yahweh.
Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh. Why? Because that's where Yahweh's word is. Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and do what?
And read.
And read.
No one of these shall fail.
Not one of these books is going to fail you if you trust in them. Because this is your light. The law is light. And to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So these books will not fail you.
None shall want her mate.
None don't have a match or a mate to it. There is no other book that you can put beside the book of Yahweh. No other book. Even though the teachers put other books and they would name other books and they would tell you about other books alongside with the book of Yahweh. And they would tell you, read that book because it has the truth. And read this book because it has the truth. But Yahweh say, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. None shall fail you. and none of his books that he speak in will want her mate. And why, Yahweh?
For my mouth it has commanded.
For my mouth it has commanded. Yahweh didn't command nothing in these other books.
In his spirit it has gathered them.
And if you want to know where Yahweh's spirit is, it's in one book and one book only. And that is called the Holy Scriptures. The book of Yahweh. The book of Yahweh. Yahweh told our people, in just a couple more scriptures, Yahweh told our people, even in the book of the law, in the book of Deuteronomy, I want you to see this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, watch what this says. Deuteronomy 30, 10th verse.
If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law.
Which is written in this book of the law. Why? Because this is his word.
If thou turn unto Yahweh thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou should say, who shall go up to heaven? Us unto heaven, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it.
Now watch this 14th verse.
But the word is very nigh unto thee.
The word is very nigh unto you.
In thy mouth.
In your mouth.
And in thy heart.
And in your heart.
That thou mayest do it.
That thou mayest do it. And if you want to know what this word is, that's in your mouth, that's in your heart, that you may do it, watch the 15th verse.
See, I have set before you this day life and good.
Life and good.
And death and evil.
Death and evil. And if you incline your ear to do it, you have life and you have some really good. But if you don't, you have death and you have evil. And you're not even in the ballpark if it's not the word of Yahweh. That's number one. You can't go beyond this point until you understand this point of truth, and that the word of Yahweh is number one. And this is what he commanded all his servants, the prophets. This is what he wanted you to know about his words. Last scripture in the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter. The order of Yahweh. If somebody come to you and say, what's Yahweh's order? Number one is his word. Because it's above all things. Even his name. That's number one. If they come to you and say, what is the order of Yahweh? And you don't know. It's only because of confusion. Let there be light. There was light. And what is the light? The light is the law. And to the law and the testimony. If they speak not according to this truth, it is because there is no light in them. In the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, the 4th verse.
And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee to the house of Israel, and speak with them, and speak with my words unto them.
You notice he says, speak my words to them. Who? To the house of Israel. Who? To Jacob. Who? To Israel. Why? Because he want them woke up. Why? Because he want them preserved. Why? Because he want them brought out of confusion. He's attempting to make the crooked things straight. And it starts with his word, which is our light. 5, verse 5.
For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel.
Not to the house of Israel. So you don't have to go to people who don't even understand you. Go to your own, and why? Because that's where he sent you. 6th verse.
Not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have heard, they would hearken unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee.
The house of Israel is not going to hearken to you. They're not going to listen to you, even though I send you to them. They're not going to listen, for they what?
For they will not hearken unto me.
They won't even listen to Yahweh himself.
For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I've made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto you, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears. And go.
And go.
Get thee to them of the captivity.
And where are we at? In captivity.
Unto the children of thy people.
The children of your people.
And speak unto
and
them.
And speak to them.
And tell them.
And tell them.
Thus saith Yahweh Elohim.
Thus says Yahweh Elohim.
Whether they will hear.
Whether they listen to you.
Or whether they will forbear.
And whether they won't listen to you. Tell them anyway. Thus says Yahweh. And if they not saying, thus says Yahweh. You already know. You don't have to listen at all. Period. And these books will not even come to you. And thus says Yahweh. Nor do they words proclaim. Thus says Yahweh. This is number one, Israel. This is number one, Jacob. This is the truth that you got to wake up to. And that is the order of Yahweh. And the number one thing to Yahweh's order to make the crooked things straight is his word. You got to know his word above all things. And then tomorrow we will teach you number two. Order number two. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. And so do I. Shalom.
Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear Yah's clean, enduring forever. The judgment to Yah, true and righteous. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. First and foremost, all praise to Yah, creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them be. Scorn and revile, Yah's biz, be Yah, this album like fix. Let me tell you who he is, the Almighty, El Shaddai, he who sits on high, El Elyon, the Most High, Elohim, Shalom, Yisrael, Yahweh, Eloheinu, Yahweh, Yahai, to glorify Yah, that is my job. Yah is one, arm, leg, arm, head, done. JC, the crossover, we never won. Our people calling on deities, blind, deaf, and dumb. They use with their calls, and these directives for the heat. Why my people so blind that they can't see what's right under their